game that you look for, especially here at the tail end of the season. Hi, folks. This is Chuck Fiebernitz along with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Byrd. Welcome you to this big showdown in softball here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. And, Rhonda, you can't get any bigger than this.
Can't get any bigger than this. And I think this game the girls really want, because the way the situation ended in the last game, they called the game for darkness when it really wasn't that dark, with Caitlin Hanna at bat with two on, no outs. And it would clearly, she'd already hit one out of the park foul. And so, you know, they called the game right after the ball got back in. And then that kind of was a bitter taste in your mouth, you know, especially if you're Caitlin Hanna. And ever since then, Caitlin Hanna's been on a tear. I mean, she's been the most consistent hitter in the lineup that we've had.
Well, the Black Bears have, coming into this game, they ended that another two-game skid. They've only lost four games this year. All four games have been in the conference. Again, as Rhonda alluded to, they lost twice to Franklin, and they lost once to these North Henderson Knights at their place. And that bitter taste has lingered long ever since. Now, they just haven't got that taste out of their mouth.
And, you know, I think the girls, I've talked to some of the parents, and they've alluded to, the girls have just kind of basically sat down and said, it's time to be playing around. It's time now to do what we do best, and that's play softball. Because now is the time to start playing your best ball, because the playoffs start in 2 weeks. It don't seem like it's that far away. But, folks, next week is our last regular season games, which will be on the road. But then the playoffs start. We have the conference tournament. Then the playoffs start, and that's when you got to be playing. You got to get your defense, these little errors that we're making, you got to get this ironed out. We got to start settling down. We've got to play. We got to focus every game, and then this is the time to start doing that. Even though the two opponents coming up at the end of our schedule, Smoky Mountain and Brevard, are struggling this year, you can't take that for granted.
After a week of wet and cold weather, today, 69 degrees, sunny, field looks great, festive environment. It is senior day here for the Pisgah Black Bears, and it just has a feel of being almost 80 degrees. It's a little warmer, I guess, coming off of that week. Hopefully we've got all the, you know, dogwood winter and blackberry winter.
I think they're all gone now.
That's right. You know, but we have a festive day here, and we're about ready to get started. Both teams are taking their infield. We're going to have ceremonies honoring the seniors that have played in this program for 4 years. And so we'll take a break here, come back for those festivities. This is Chuck Fiebernitz here at WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Byrd and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex here in Canton. We're closing in on the first pitch of this ball game, and starting lineups for today's game. For North Henderson, it'll be Ellie Caldwell, center fielder, followed by Johnny Petrie, the shortstop, and Caleb Banks, the left fielder. Batting cleanup will be Taylor Nicholson, the catcher, and Megan Smith, the third baseman. And then she'll be followed by Cheyenne Matthews, the designated hitter, who will be DHing for pitcher Brianna Floyd. And Rhonda, I'll get to that point right there. And then she'll be followed by Ashley Sargent, the second baseman, and Holly Anders, the first baseman. And Chelsea Cannon will be batting ninth, the right fielder. And the last time that they face, let's go back to this pitching, because North comes in not healthy. You know, they had their big freshman pitcher, Kim Cannon, is, we've gotten word that has had arm problems for about a week. And that played heavy into the loss if they went down to play Franklin, got beat 12-0.
Yeah, they got hammered by Franklin. I mean, all of Franklin's runs came in the first inning, 10 runs. And so they took Chelsea out after three. They didn't need her no more. Rest
right,
her.
Right.
But Kim Cannon, in the first matchup, which Franklin and North played twice this week. They played Tuesday, then they turn around and played Wednesday, which is tough on a team to play two games like that back-to-back against a opponent like Franklin. But she left the game with 4 2/3 innings with arm soreness. And so evidently it must be more than just soreness because, you know, this being such a big game, and she didn't pitch in that Franklin game, I figured she'd be here for this game, but evidently not. So there must be more to it than just soreness.
Well, the Knights will then go with Brianna Floyd, and that's who they're going to call, give the ball to. It's not their ace. And, you know, the way the Black Bears have been swinging the bat, you want your ace inside that circle, don't you?
Yeah, I would say, because, you know, this is such a big game. You know, you want to have your top players playing. Like, we're putting Logan out there, though she's, you would say she's probably our starting pitcher, but not an ace, because you've got three other pitchers right behind her that are just as good. So, you know, but the defense is better with Logan in the circle. You got Micah at shortstop, and it just seems like the defense is better with Sheridan at second and Micah at shortstop. And when Logan's not in the circle, they have to flip-flop. If Micah's in the circle, Logan goes to third sometimes. And it just changes up the defense, and I think the consistency is better with Sheridan at second and Micah at short.
And you had talked about, you felt last Tuesday's game against Tuscola, one mistake pitch is all Logan had. But you highlighted the fact that Logan got ahead early in the count. Strike one, strike two, got the pressure on the hitter. That was the best. And you highlighted the fact three or four times during the game, this was the best that you've seen Logan. You think maybe Logan has turned the corner.
And I'm going to tell you, her fastball was better that day. She was putting more on. You can hear her hollering from the circle. That means she's more determined. Granted, folks, Logan has been through a lot this year, and she has been through some down times, but, you know, all you got to do is just pat this young'un on back, give her an A for an effort. She has struggled mentally. Nothing to do with her physical ability. Mentally, this kid has struggled. But the last two games, I have seen a change in this team. The change, I told you last week after we got off radio, I said, I've seen something in this team, and it's something I hadn't seen since last year. The spark, the eyes, the focus, the everything there, the relaxation. Logan pitching with more confidence. The fastball starting to get there, and she has such an arsenal. She can really cause you to have problems in the plate.
Well, they're introducing the seniors for the Pisgah Black Bears, honoring them with flowers and presents, and parents are out there. And for the starting lineup for the Pisgah Black Bears today, it'll be Hannah Hudson, right fielder, leading off, followed by Sheridan Presley, the second baseman, and then she'll be followed by Mahala Irvin, the catcher, and Micah James in the cleanup spot will be playing shortstop. There'll be Caitlin Hanna, the third baseman, followed by Logan Matthews, the pitcher, and Michaela Tipton will be DH'ing for Sydney Parrish, who will be playing first base. And then a little switch in the bottom of the order, they're going to bring Bianca Burnett in the number 8 hole playing center field, and batting ninth will be Taylor Gallion, the left fielder. That's how manager Serena Goodwin is going to go with the Black Bears today against the Knights. And as the managers come now to the plate, you know, they're going to go over some ground rules.
She's still tweaking with the lineup. Even this late in the stages, she's still not satisfied. And it's not big changes. Like you say, it's flipping somebody from one spot to another. But what we really need in this game is we need Hudson and Presley's bat to come alive. We need the first two hitters on base. Because when Mahala Irvin is hot as she is right now, we've got to have somebody on there for her.
In the old days, we used to call them the table setters. Hudson and Sheridan Presley are the table setters for the people to come in and clean off the table.
Today, we need this big time. Hudson and Presley have to get on base. I don't care if they have to stab somebody to get on base. They've got to get on base.
So you're looking at the number 1, number 2, and number 8 and 9 people getting on base.
They got to.
Those are what you're saying are the table setters, and then you want the thumpers, and those are the people that will come back. If they'll set the table, the thumpers will come and clean the table off.
And we're going to talk about thumpers. We haven't really hit on this. We haven't said anything in the paper about it because Daddy's not wanted us to, and I try to request, you know, when parents request something of me, I try to obey it, but it's really hard for me to sit here and say that Mahala Irvin is not something special. This kid, folks, if you don't know, the record in Western North Carolina is 30 home runs, set by some kid from Robertson. I don't know her name. Izzy McQuarrie from Robertson right now has 25. She's a junior. And Mahala Irvin has 24 in her career. She's a junior. So we're going to have a battle here between two juniors for that state champ, that Western North Carolina title, and possibly the state championship title of 37 home runs, which is held by Dallas Heaton of Eastern Randolph last year. And we played them last year. And we played against Dallas Heaton. So, you know, she holds the record for 19 for the season. But Sarah Mooney, holds the record for a career. She has 37.
And where is she from?
She is from North Mecklenburg.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 4A school.
Mm-hmm.
So these girls are having to compete against 4A kids, but that's all right. We don't care.
Well, we calculated the fact right before the game. The thumpers have accounted for all 23 home runs hit by the team, and so what we're going to do right now is they're going to. I guess they're going to do announce. We'll have a few minutes right here.
Yeah.
What you're looking at right here is that. Go over the kids with the outstanding hitters so far with the home runs.
In Western, the home runs of Western North Carolina, this is all divisions, 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A. Right now, the one that's leading it is that Durowski from Madison County. She has 13 home runs for the season. But then we talked about that earlier today, me and you did. That's a weak conference if you take Polk and Owen as the only two competitors in that conference. Then you got Mahala Irvin nipping at the door with 8. Then you got Izzy McQuarrie with 6. Then you got Logan Matthews with 6. She's tied up there for 3rd. So then you go down, you got Micah James with 4. We go down Listy Moore. We got Michaela Tipton with 3 and Caitlin Hannah with 2. So you look in this list here of probably 20 girls. We've got 5 in the top 15. Easy. And that's impressive for a team that plays a tough conference. I'm telling you folks, I think our conference is tougher than any conference in Western North Carolina right now. Because you got North Henderson, Franklin, us. It's just West Henderson, newcomers. I mean, it's done nothing. Us playing in this conference and doing as well as we've done over the years has done nothing to improve these teams.
Well, obviously, we're both surprised at, we thought that a team that could, take down somebody throughout the year was North Henderson. But I don't think you, and I surely knew I didn't, that North could do what they're doing, coming in with a 10-1 conference record, 10 wins, 1 losses.
Well, you know, Apple Valley last year was very good in middle school, and I knew that when she started with the coach from North Henderson, started getting that filtering in of that North Henderson group, that Apple Valley group, that we were going to start seeing that program on the rise. And we've already started with the freshman pitcher, that Cannon girl.
Kim Cannon.
She's from that Apple Valley crowd. So, you know, you've got to watch these middle school programs. Everybody thinks I harp on the middle school programs, but you've got to watch them.
Well, folks, let's take a break right here. We'll be back for the first pitch of the game. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Your number one source in Western North Carolina.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Ready for the first pitch. Teams are huddled up. We just had the Star Spangled Banner. Game time temperature 69 degrees. It's sunny and the Black Bears are taking the field for this big showdown between the North Tennyson Knights and the Pisgah Black Bears. Logan Matthews goes out inside the circle to begin her warm-up tosses, and round up, big game.
Big game. I'm really excited about this game. I can't wait to see how the girls perform, especially Logan. Let's see if she gets ahead of the hitters, and like she did against the team we played last week. I don't even remember who
we played. Tuscola Tuesday.
Man, it's been a long week.
Well, we finally got some post, you know, it's kind of starting to feel a little like postseason. We're closing in. This next week they'll have two games. They'll both be on the road. This is the final regular season home game for the Pisgah Black Bears, and then they'll be on the road against Smoky Mountain and Brevard, and then they'll finish up
their conference tournament.
Conference tournament
May 4th.
May 4th. So that'll be on Friday.
On Friday.
So on May 4th, they'll start the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference Tournament.
If they do it like years past, which I'm hoping they do, the higher seeds will be home on that first round game. So we could possibly be home that first round game. But the next two games are Western Carolina on a Monday and a Wednesday.
Very good. And then the playoffs postseason starts. So we're ready to go. And it'll be Ellie Caldwell, Johnny Petrie, and Caleb Banks to lead off to face Logan Matthews. Here is Ellie Caldwell. She checks into the right-hand hitter's box, and Logan Matthews is ready with the first pitch of the ball game, and that's a ball low. Just missed with a ball over the center cut, just below the knees.
Very good pitch.
Big windup, and here's the next pitch. It's in the dirt, ball two. Caldwell will be followed by Johnny Petrie, the shortstop. Last time they played, called in darkness, due to darkness, swung out and grounded over to Micah James, scoops it up, throws over to first in time to retire Caldwell for out number one.
Beautiful pitch, down low, grounder, like Logan likes the pitch. You're either going to pop it up or you're going to knock it on the ground.
Defense for the Black Bears will be Paris at first, Presley at second, James at short, Hannah at third. That's the infield. Pitch to Johnny Petrie is low for a ball, 1-0. Left field is Taylor Gallion, Burnett out in center, and Hannah Hudson out in right. Logan Matthews ready for a 1-0 offering. Matt swung on and popped up. In foul territory is Sydney Paris, and hauls that in for out number two on a little pop-up to the first baseman.
She caught that bad last style.
That's Willie Mays style, that's right.
Willie Mays style.
And that'll bring up Caleb Banks, the left fielder for the North Henderson Knights, who come in with a 15-3 overall record, 10-1 in the conference. Matthews' first pitch is swung on, and that's a line drive, short hopped by Burnett for a single out in center field.
Burnett about had that. She was playing shallow, ran up, and about grabbed it before it hit the ground.
That'll bring up the left-hand hitting catcher, Taylor Nicholson, batting cleanup for the Knights. Two outs here in the top of the first, no score. The Knights have a runner on. Logan Matthews gets her sign from her battery mate, Mihaela Irvin. First pitch painted that outside corner for a strike. 0-1.
Beautiful pitch. The first clean pitch across the center of the plate.
Outfield playing straight away. Wind is pretty much a non-existent.
Nope.
And that popped up in foul territory. Mihaela Irvin hauls that in. And so that'll be all for the Knights. They do strand a runner, but they go out with no runs, and the Black Bears coming to bat in the bottom of the first inning.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Candler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling. Give B. Allen a call. That was an impressive start for Logan. Easy in and four, not a lot of pitches, and that's what you want. Well, now if we get the bats to do the, just jump on these guys first thing.
Well, the Black Bears will start with two table setters. That'll be Hannah Hudson, the leadoff hitter, Sheridan Presley, before we start to get to the people that you want to clean off the table, and that's the Thumpers. Mihaela Irvin will be there. If we can extend it, we can go into the fourth hitter, and that'll be Micah James. And for the fourth time in the last 2 years, they went back-to-back against Tuscola on Tuesday with back-to-back solo shots. So that's always a good sign when they start hitting back-to-back.
I'd like to see Mahala Irving get a couple more today. That would really put her in a home run race. You know, this girl, this Dabrowski from Madison, she broke the Western North Carolina record, single-season record for home runs. That was 12. And that was held by Mahala Irving
and Micah James
last year. And she broke it with 13. So that's impressive, you know, for us to have those kind of hitters still on the team. So I'd like to see him jack a couple more, make his home run race a little closer than it is.
Absolutely. All right, we're ready to go as Brianna Floyd goes inside the circle for the Knights. You were expecting to hear Ken Cannon, their ace of the staff. She is on the bench nursing a sore arm, and that is not a time to do it this time of season. So Brianna Floyd gets the ball for the Knights, and she'll face Hannah Hudson, the right fielder. First pitch, called ball low.
She looks so little out there. Is she a freshman?
I don't know, but she looks about 5'1".
Yeah, she's small.
And doesn't bring a lot of gas up there. Swung on and fouled back into the screen, even the count at 1-1.
Our girls like the gas, so it's going to take them a little bit to get caught up with that pitch.
She better bring this a little like batting practice. When you get to the bumper,
her walk goes harder than that.
Next pitch is high for a ball, 2-1.
They do have Ashley Sargent, which is my other pitcher on the team.
Floyd, not depth in the pitching department, throws ball in the dirt, makes the count 3-1. So obviously the Knights coming in at 10-1 can't afford, if you want, for lack of a better term, just look, Cannon's got a rest for next week. Big swing and a miss. Wasn't a lot of heater to it, and that makes the count 3-2 as Hannah Hudson was way out in front of that pitch, and she waited and had a ham sandwich waiting for that ball to get to home plate. Next pitch, ball 4, lost her. So inside.
Well, as I said earlier, it didn't matter how we got on base. We had to get some of these table setters on base.
Now, and that's exactly what you said. You know, get Hannah Hudson somehow got to find a way. She goes deep into the count, and now it's Sheridan Presley, the left-hand hitting second baseman.
I was using my water boy analogy from the movie.
Swung on, and that is fouled out of play. First pitch swinging was Presley. Got a high fastball. And for a lack of a better word, folks, it wasn't very fast, but we're going to call it her fastball.
Like I say, I think this kid's a freshman.
Presley squares around the bunt, lays off on it as the ball is in the dirt. Now it's 1-1 to the sophomore second baseman.
We got to be patient with this pitcher, too.
Floyd gets her sign. She's ready to go. Here's the pitch swung on, and that is lifted high, towering fly ball down the right field line. And it's caught right in foul territory by the right fielder, Chelsea Cannon. So Presley flies out to right for the first out, and that's going to bring up Mahala Irvin.
If she throws one of them to Mahala Irvin, you might say goodbye to that one, because Sheridan swung a little early on that pitch, and that's the reason it stayed in the park.
8 home runs on the season. Irvin checks into the right-hand hitter's box. Here's Floyd's pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Pitch is really slow, and it can tie up if you're used to facing pitchers that got a little giddy up on
yeah.
the pitch in there. So
well,
timing's a factor today.
Chelsea Stanfield, to be exactly, she's got a 70-mile-an-hour fastball, so you know, you go from that to maybe 50, 40.
It's slow. It is really slow. So Floyd's ready to go. Here's her pitch, and that was a changeup that was way high. Leaping up to get that was Taylor Nicholson, so it evens the count at 1-1.
I think North Henderson's catcher's going to have a long day.
Floyd ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung on, and that is lifted high to left field. There she got up underneath it. Camping underneath it is Kayla Banks out in left. She hauls that in for out number 2. So just missing was Irvin as she got up underneath it. Now it's going to bring Micah James. strategy could be is Gasol bats down, and maybe Ken Cannon will come later in the game. Big swing and a miss by Micah James on the first pitch. Came up empty, 0-1.
That was the fastest pitch I've seen her throw.
Floyd ready to go. Change up in the dirt. 1-1. Hudson, who walked to lead off the bottom of the first, still remains there. Here's the pitch. Ball in the dirt. 2-1. Being careful to Micah James. Hit a bomb. 4 home runs on the season. Swung on and at his blind. Past the third baseman. Out to left field for a sharp single. And that's going to bring up Caitlin Hanna. 2 home runs on the day.
And she's been our most consistent hitter in this run here lately. So I would love to see her jack one out, because her being a senior, it's just fitting. And she has the strength, let me tell you.
Hanna working up from the right-hand hitters, the front of the box. Swung out and that is hit to left field. Could be gone. Home run for Caitlin Hanna.
And touch them all, girl.
Hanna bombs her fourth one of the season. A 3-run jack to left field. And that puts the Black Bears, as she touches home, up 3-0.
And I tell you, that was beautiful. I knew. I just had that feeling with her. She has been the most consistent hitter, 2 and 3, 3 and 4 here in the last couple of weeks. And she is, her bat is really on fire right now.
Well, that'll bring up Logan Matthews, and you still got 2 more thumpers, one out at the plate, one on deck, and that's Michaela Tipton. So Matthews comes up as Brianna Floyd throws a ball outside.
And here's another one that can thump it.
And the last time they played, she hit 2 home runs in the game against North Henderson. Next pitch is low in the dirt, 2-0.
And I've noticed in her stance in the box, she has moved way up in front of the plate, or up in front of the box.
Big swing and a miss, just got a piece of it, fouled it back off the face mask of Taylor Nicholson, the catcher, and that makes the count now 2-1. If you just joined us here on WPTL 920 AM, it's 3-0 here in the bottom of the first, thanks to Caitlin Hanna's 3-run jack. Swung on, and that is looped over to the shortstop, and that's hauled, and that'll be out for the Black Bears. They do get 3 runs on 2 hits, thanks to Caitlin Hanna's 3-run home run. So after 1 inning is in the books, Pisgah 3, North Henderson nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Biebernetz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. We've moved to the top of the second inning. The Black Bears lead the Knights 3-0. Big 3-run home run by the senior, Caitlin Hanna, on Senior Day. And as Rhonda said, you want all the seniors to go out on a memorable day.
Yeah, I'll have to wait for her to go out.
She'll remember her senior day at Pisgah High School, hitting a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to give her team a 3-0 lead.
She's playing extremely well in this last run, second half of the run. I'm just so impressed with her play.
Logan Matthews is done with her warm-up tosses. It'll be Megan Smith, Cheyenne Matthews, and Ashley Sargent. That'll be 5, 6, and 7 in the lineup. Left-hand hitting Smith gets a ball inside, 1-0.
And Caitlin Hanna's batting average right now is, she's leading the team at .484.
She's been hot.
She has.
Logan Matthews ready to go. Big windup in the dirt, 2-0. Smith playing third base. On deck will be Cheyenne Matthews, the designated hitter. She's DHing for the pitcher, Brianna Floyd. Ready to go. Matthews, 2-0 offerings in the dirt, 3-0. Good team like this, you don't want to fall behind.
No, but I think this, if I remember correctly, this is the one that hurt us over at the other, at the game at North, so she's pitching careful.
3-0 heaters called strike, 3-1 now. Matthews, ready to go, has that big windup. Here's the pitch, and that's grounded over to Micah James. Scoops it up, throws over to first base. That's in plenty of time to retire Smith. So an easy ground out to short is the first out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Cheyenne Matthews.
And that's the way you want your shortstop to play, to back up your pitcher if your pitcher can't get to it. You got to be able to cover that territory behind your pitcher, too.
Matthews, who also spells her name like Logan Matthews, so it's Matthews versus Matthews, righty versus righty. Here we go. Matthews' pitch to Matthews is ball inside.
Now the politician's going to start going around, and she's going to ask Hump where she wants it. He wants that ball.
She might major in political science down at Gardner-Webb.
I do it.
Ready to go, low for a ball, 2-0. Home plate umpires Eddie Lance, field umpires Gib Clements. Again, we've gotten two great umpires here at this ball game.
I tell you, as much rain as we had yesterday, this field is in good shape.
Swung on, and that is lifted to left field. That could be. That's a home run. So Cheyenne Matthews hits a solo home run for North Tennyson, and that slices the lead to 3-1.
And, you know, that happened with Logan against Tuscola. She got that home run, that one home run, and it didn't faze her this time. She shook it off against Tuscola. If you notice, the first thing, Mahala Irvin went out there, and she's talking to her, and I guarantee you it's about what the pitch is, not the pitch that girl.
Might be wanting to talk to her, start getting ahead.
Yeah.
You know, she fell behind both hitters, and that one right there, she fell behind 2-0, and then the 2-0 fastball was laid right over the center cut of the plate. First pitch is ball to Ashley Sargent. Sargent, the second baseman for the Knights. Matthews ready to go. Ball in the dirt. 2-0. So she falls behind Sargent again in the count. The old bugaboo of not throwing strikes early.
Must be a new ball. She's calling time. She likes the laces. The laces cut her finger on the inside when they're too sticking up too high. And so she's trying to scruff up the laces to get them down a little bit.
Ready to go. 2-0 pitch. Got that laces the way she wanted them. She just threw a heater knee high, painted that inside part of the plate. Makes the count 2-1.
It's just like in baseball, you know, you got to have your fingers correctly on the ball, and that's the same way.
Next pitch is sort of a changeup. Caitlin Hammett just picks that up, throws a strike over to Sydney Ferris to retire Sargent for the second out of the game. I don't know if Caitlin Hanna ever gets her blood pressure up high.
She don't act like she gets.
She just casually scoops the ball up and then throws a rocket over to first.
She's got an arm. I mean.
First pitch now to Holly Anders, the first baseman's a ball.
I mean, she's so calm, so relaxed. She shows emotion at the plate, especially when the calls are not.
Well, that's
yes, in her favor.
No, you're right there. I've seen that. Swung on and missed. A little foul tip off the face mask of the umpire, Eddie Lance. So it is a one ball, one strike count. Two outs here in the top of the second. Score 3-1 in favor of the Black Bears. Matthews' next pitch is fouled back. A little tardy on her swing into the stands.
Nobody wanted to catch that either. They all said to her.
So Matthews gets ahead of the right-hand hitting Anders in the count, one ball, two strikes now, with two outs.
That's what you want to do, be ahead over now.
Cheyenne Matthews, designated hitter for North, hit a solo home run, and ball, there it is, strike three, blew it by her. So that's all for the Knights. They do get a run on one home run by Cheyenne Matthews, and after one and a half innings are in the books, it's Pisgah 3, North Henderson 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford Top Honor, the President's Award, by B. Allen Construction, a commercial of Candler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. Now, if I was Coach Serena, I would have one of those teammates in there doing nothing but scruff them balls down. Just sitting on the beach, it's your job is to get them laces down.
Well, that is true, and you know, get the ball the way you want it. You know, they do. They do take Delaware mud.
Yeah.
Before major, and the umpires are in there just working them.
Yep.
They think that the umpires work with Delaware mud. They do a couple cases, but they got ball boys to do that. They work them balls, and they get that shine, and they really work the
ball. But Dallas, if you're throwing a changeup, or mostly a circle change in baseball, when you have to do your fingers like that, you're depending on your three fingers to control the ball. If it's slick or if it's got laces or high, it'll work on your fingers and you can cut them, blister them. You know, you've heard many a time pitchers going out because they have blisters on their fingers.
Right. Well, we'll move to the bottom of the order. It'll be Michaela Tipton, Bianca Burnett, and Taylor Gallion scheduled to face Brianna Floyd here in the bottom of the second inning. Tipton has three home runs this season. The Black Bears as a team have 24.
24 now.
Thank you,
Caitlin
Hammond.
Well, she's tied with Tipton now.
Pitch is in there on the outside part of the plate, called strike, makes the count 0-1.
So I'm going to update them as we go so we can keep up with them.
Bottom of the second, Pisgah leads 3-1 over North Henderson. Change up, high and outside, 1-1. Ready to go here. Beautiful afternoon in Canton. Floyd's next pitch is in the dirt. That makes the count 2-1.
I was worried we was going to get this game in. They called for the same type of showers we had yesterday. Man, we had some bad ones yesterday here.
Floyd ready to go. Here's her offering of 2-1, and that's high for a ball, 3-1.
But we got Tim back at the mothership. It's watching the radar just in case one pops up.
Beautiful Carolina skies, a few clouds up there. Swung on, and that has popped up again.
Cool.
And that is dropped in foul territory by the third baseman, Megan Smith. She almost collided with Taylor Nicholson. They both pulled up. Kind of took her eye off of it.
I didn't hear either one call the ball, and it looked like it was going to run into each other, and I was sitting there going, oh, Lord.
So that is going to keep Michaela Tipton in the box with a 3-2 count. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. That's ball four. She lost her. So Tipton coaxes a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the second inning, and that's going to bring up the Gazelle, Bianca Burnett. Left fielder Kayla Banks is deep and hugging the left field line. Center fielder is pulled over to the gap. She squares around the butt, and a diving grab by the third baseman, Megan Smith, before it hit the ground. So she's going to get Burnett. That is a beautiful play by the third baseman for North Henderson.
She tried to lay the bunt down on third baseline to give her a chance to go to first and get her runner advance, but it just popped straight in the air.
That'll bring up Taylor Gallion here in the nine hole. Takes a ball high, 1-0. On deck is Hannah Hudson as we move to the top of the order. She tries to square it, lays it out front, picked up by Nicholson, throws over to first in time to get Gallion. So that'll be 2-3 in your scores book, second out of the inning.
But she advanced the runner with two outs, and Pisgah's damage came with two outs in the last inning.
That right there is a play. Did she try to bunt for a base hit, or did she try to sacrifice bunt? By the scores definition, she tried to bump for a base hit, and this is Hannah Hudson who swings and pops it up out of play. So as slow as Brianna Floyd is playing, she is handcuffing the big bats of Pisgah, as this is slower than batting practice.
Well, you all week, or since Tuesday, when Pisgah played Tuscola, they have wall pitches to them in practice, and he put the heaters up there. So they were expecting Kim Cameron.
Swing on line to left field, and that's going to be a base hit. It's diving the tip of the left field, and Caleb Banks falls away from her, so an RBI single by Hannah Hudson.
Michaela Tipton was running on the hit. She didn't know that ball got caught. She stopped at the third, and then just come on in.
So a two-out single by Michaela, or Hannah Hudson, puts the score up 4-1, and that answers the home run by Matthews in the top of the inning here. That's going to bring Sheridan Pressey. He tries to slap it and lays off of it on a letter-high fastball. 0-1.
She's trying anything to get her back going again.
Ready to go here. Bottom of the second, 4-1. So back to a three-run advantage. She swings and slaps it in the shallow center. No, that's going to be hauled in by the shortstop as the wind took that and held it up a little. So Pressley pops up to the shortstop right behind second base. And that'll be all for the Black Bears. But they do get a run on an RBI single by Hannah Hudson. And after two innings are in the book, Pisgah 4, North Henderson 1. We'll be back after these messages.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. We've moved to the top of the third inning. The Black Bears lead the Knights 4-1. And the B for the Knights will be 9-1-2. Chelsea Cannon, Ellie Caldwell, and Johnny Petrie to face Logan Matthews here in the top of the third. Matthews working with a three-run lead. Black Bears got three in the first and one in the second. The Knights got one in the top of the second.
I got bad news for the Knights next inning. Bumper's coming.
Just absolutely looking ahead to the bottom of the third inning. You're absolutely right. Right fielder, Chelsea Cannon, 0 for a ball. So now Matthews having trouble getting ahead of the runners or the batters here in this game. Falls behind 1-0 to the number 9 hitter. Ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung on, and that is lifted to right field. In comes Hannah Hudson, and she grabs that on a running grab right before the line. So
she was playing well over to the center. She had to really get on a horse and run.
She got on her horses to run. We're going to call the gazelle out in center. We'll call her the cheetah.
We got the gazelle and the cheetah. We got the wild kingdom out there.
And the leopards out in left field.
Yeah.
So the wildlife outfield robs another one. So the next first pitch to the Ellie Caldwell is a ball. She grounded out to Micah James her first time up. High for a ball again, and that's 2-0. This is a completely different Logan Matthews than Tuesday. She's fallen behind almost on every hitter. That heater right at the knees. Called strike, makes the count 2-1.
But she's got to get used to the ump, where he wants to, what his strike zone is. Each umpire's different.
You know, you're right. She's bringing a little more velocity to her fastball. Changeup.
Did you see the ball rotation back on that ball? It was spinning this way when it came across the plate.
That was a changeup, wasn't it? It was off speed. She's got six pitches, folks. We're trying to guess up here just like the hitters are doing. Hitters are guessing up here. ready to go. 2-2 offering swung on and dribbled over to Caitlin Hanna. She throws her out at first base, out number two.
And you're right about Caitlin Hanna. She just picks it up, waits a few minutes, and boom.
She set, puts the radar down, gets the crosshairs over there, and then throws a rocket over to first base. It's almost like, go ahead, give you a couple more steps. I'm going to make this exciting. Yeah. Two outs here in the top of the third, 4-1, Pisgah. That's going to bring up Johnny Petrie. Swung on and fouled back. Nice fastball by...
But she's got a scud missile over. Patriot missile. Let's go with the United States.
Yeah, there you go. We're all red, white, and blue here.
That's exactly right. My blood is, well, if red, white, and blue, there's some Carolina blue mixed in there.
Oh, all one offering is in the dirt, 1-1. Got to bring the Carolina
people
in.
I got to, man. I mean, Roy Williams was in town. I didn't even know it. That broke my heart.
Uh-oh. He didn't call you.
He didn't call me.
He's got to check in with you. All right, Matthew set. That popped up on the, down the right field line over to, and that falls safely. It was a nice effort by Sheridan Presley and Hannah Hudson and Sydney Paris giving chase, and they call that the Bermuda Triangle down those lines. That's the most difficult play to make because really nobody knows who can get to it.
Yeah, whoever gets closest then calls them off right at the end.
Next pitch is a changeup lifted to left center field over to, oh, the glove by Kelly, and that's going to fall and over to second base.
Oh, she fouled that down.
As Taylor Gallion made an excellent effort on the run in the gap. And that'll be a double, a stand-up double for Johnny Petrie. So two-out double in the gap, but almost the Schlepper got to that ball out in left center. Boy, she gave chase to that. Now
the Gazelle was right behind her, picked it up, and held it to the double.
Kayla Banks, who singled her last time up. That pitch is high for a ball. Two outs, runner at second base, top of the third. Pisgah leads North Tennyson 4-1. Here's the 1-0 offering. Low for a ball, 2-0. Ready to go here. Here's Logan's next pitch. High for ball three. So she falls behind. She's really struggling to find the strike zone here in this ball game, and you do not want to put free runners on, give free passes to this team.
No.
They're going to do damage. Let them earn it. Next pitch, fastball at the knees, called strike 3-1. So maybe making a comeback here in the count. Let your defense play behind you.
That's how I come with the same pitch. That is a heater.
Next pitch. Swung on, and that is over to Caitlin. Hannah throws over to first. That's all. Great play by Hannah on senior day, making her third put out of the game. Mm-hmm. And that's all for the Knights. They strand the runner, and after 2.5 innings are in the books, it's Pisgah 4, North Henderson 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Brad Allen Construction of Candler for commercial residential grading and remodeling, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Wayneville. So, yeah, Caitlin Hanna's just having a sensational senior day. I mean, she's grabbing everything within 50 yards of her. It's like she's like a packing cleaner out there on third base. She's sucking everything up. Then she launches that Patriot missile to first.
What makes that big is that she fell behind 3-0. She fell behind 3-0, and then she threw a fastball, taken all the way to Kayla Banks, then came back and threw the same pitch that you wanted, Rhonda. You said you wanted to throw that same pitch, and it hit off the top of her hand, off the handle, and dribbled one over to Caitlin Hanna. That was a number three hitter she got.
His strike zone is low. Mm-hmm. So if that's what it's going to take, let's put it down there. What's the odds of that ball going out when it's low like that, unless you got an undercut swinger?
Well, we're ready to start. Hopefully the thumpers will stop this game.
And we're starting off with thumper number one.
That'll be Mahala Irvin, Micah James, and Caitlin Hanna. 3, 4, and 5 in the order to face Brianna Floyd here in the bottom of the third inning, and the Black Bears lead the North Henderson Knights 4-1. Floyd's ready. Irvin's checked in, and here's the first pitch, and that's high for a ball. Irvin popped up to left field, just missed a one that could have done damage.
Yeah. She's going to zone in on it here in a minute.
Another pitch is high?
Maybe not. Maybe they're afraid to give her anything down there around there.
Well, how do you pitch around somebody when you start to thump up the lineup?
I don't know.
These bumpers, you got to pitch to them.
If you walk these two, you got Caitlin Hannon's already knocked one out.
2-0, swung on, and that is fouled out of play. So Irvin dipping the back shoulder on a slow pitch.
She knows it, too. The kid's more of a critic on herself than anybody.
And that is 2-1 on the count.
She looks over Coach Leatherwood. He'll tell her what she's doing wrong.
But you know what? She can make an adjustment inside that box better than anybody, and she can lose it with one pitch. Swung on, and that is lined over, and it's a diving effort, and that's going to give off, so that'll be an infield single. As the shortstop, Johnny Petrie, made a diving attempt to stop her from going out to left center, and it went off her glove and back into the infield, so Irvin gets on by a single.
Two back-to-back sensational plays, one by them, one by us, just didn't get in the glove.
Now to bring up Micah James. Bounces twice to the plate, and Nicholson throws behind Irvin at first.
Irvin
gets back in time.
Yeah, she was napping a little bit. She didn't think anybody she would throw, but she jumped up there and threw, so you won't see that again.
One ball, no strike count to Micah James with nobody out. Called strike, knee high, 1-1.
This little girl pitching is not that bad, really. She just not got a lot of heat.
Chopped foul into the screen. Makes the count 1-2. On deck is Caitlin Hannah. Up to the plate is Micah James, senior. Swung on, and that is put to left field, and it is gone! Micah James! Two-run bomb here in the bottom of the third, home run number 5 on the season, and her 22nd of her career.
Yeah, where's that? 23rd. Her and Mahala's having this fight right now, the careers now. Last year they were back and forth on who was going to have the most home runs and the most RBIs, and this year Mahala took a lead early, but Micah's coming on strong.
Micah has just really been a lot of singles, a lot of doubles, you know, not as many home runs. She's staying strong up the middle.
And
she just got out in front, threw the bat barrel at the ball, and look what she did. Damage done.
I think that game against West Henderson where she had struggled so badly in the field and out there, it was a wake-up call to her. Because she has really been on fire since then.
So the score moves to 6-1 in favor of the Pisgah Black Bears over the North Henderson Knights here in the bottom of the third, and still nobody out. And Caitlin Hannah, who hit a 3-run jack her first time up, takes a ball inside, 1-0.
This is really good for Pisgah to have these bats coming alive right now again in this final week.
You know you hit it when the left fielder, Caleb Banks, just stands there, doesn't move, and watches the thing go over the fence on Micah James's bomb.
It was way up in the air.
And there's the river, Pigeon River, down behind the left field and left center wall. Next pitch is low again, 3-0.
Well, they might be a little afraid to come up with that one.
Got Logan Matthews, who hit 2 home runs at third place last time they played them. And that's ball 4.
She hit 3, and she got robbed of one.
Really?
Yes.
That's going to bring up Logan Matthews right now.
Because, you know, we're so used to our field being so nice and nice foul poles and stuff, but they play in a softball baseball field, and they have 2 fences, 2 foul poles. The one she hit went over, it went fair, and then foul behind the.
Ooh, big cut, first pitch swinging with Logan Matthews.
She knows she missed one.
That's okay. Your first cut like that, that's nice. Matthews not playing around up here. She's focused in. She's locked in on a nice slow pitch. She's waiting for it. She's going to throw that bat barrel out on him. Didn't like that one. Lays off, 1-1. Pitch was low for a ball.
We we hit well against North over there. The final score was 8-6, so we could score on them.
Ball low, makes the count 2-1. Brianna Floyd trying to find somewhere in the strike zone she can survive. High fastball, makes the count 3-1. On deck is Michaela Tipton, who will bring up the tail end of the thumper part of the lineup. And she lays off on the high fastball, and that's ball four, and she walks her, so still nobody out.
And here's another one that can hit it out of the park. I mean, she's not one of the big home run hitters that we've got, because her and Caitlin are tied now, but she has the strength to put it out.
We have a pitch runner. Looks like Casey Brown, courtesy runner for the pitcher. Nobody out. Still here in the bottom of the third. Swing on it. Lift it to left field. Michaela Tipton. Touch it all. Home run. Three run check. Michaela Tipton. Hit home run number 4.
I keep marking out like some runs over here now.
I can't. I need to calculate the time all these runs.
That is. Oh, well.
Cut them on your fingers.
I'm going to have to. I'm going to pull my shoes off and do the hillbilly calculator here.
So Michaela Tipton goes yard left field, and that is now the score 9-1, and that's going to be all for Brianna
Floyd. And
that's
25 team home runs.
Three today. They came in with 22, or they came in with 23.
Actually, we've had 4 today, darling.
One.
No, 3. Excuse me. Mahela's not scored one yet.
You're giving the Matthews to our Matthews, and their Matthews hit the home run.
They're all Matthews.
All right, we have a new pitcher out here.
Probably Ashley Sargent.
That'll be number 3, and that will be, yes, you're right, Rondo. Ashley Sargent will come in from second base to pitch.
That's my job to know all about these teams, is it not?
That is your job, and you do it well. So, 5 consecutive batters, 5 runs in this inning. A home run, 2-run home run by Micah James, and a 3-run home run by Michaela Tipton. And,
one thing the girls said is when they got North here, not only did they want to beat them, but they wanted to beat them fast. That's what they said. We want to beat them bad. Make it no doubt.
Well, they're doing it right now. And that's going to bring up Bianca Burnett.
BB. She runs like a BB.
You know, left fielder for North Henderson, Kayla Banks, keeps backing up. Now she moves in with the bottom part of this lineup. But the table setters are now up with nobody out here in the bottom of the third. And the first pitch by Ashley Sargent is in the dirt. Ball one. But when the thumpers come up, there's no room for the left fielder, Kayla Banks, to move. She's up on playing on the warning track out in left field.
Yeah, all our home runs have been to left field today.
So she's got about 4 steps at the most to go back to the fence. Everything else, you know.
She's going to probably ask the coach next time they come up, she can go outside the fence.
Burnett lays off a high fastball, 2-0. Just joined us, bottom of the third inning. It's all Piscot here today, 9-1 on Senior Day over North Henderson. Ball low, makes the count 3-0. Ashley Sargent, now the new pitcher.
I was wondering how long we'd last with the Floyd girl because...
Fastball over, strike 1, 3-1.
She's probably from the JV squad, if truth to be known.
Sargent pitched down at Franklin on Wednesday and didn't even last through the first inning. Lined over to the third baseman. Megan Smith throws over to first in time to retire Burnett for the first out of the inning.
She short hopped that one. That was like a Major League Baseball. I'm going to hit it, you know, on the dirt and then let it bounce in.
Bring up the number 9 hitter, Taylor Gallion, who tried a bunt for a base hit and was thrown out by the catcher, Taylor Nicholson.
Well, that's our first out.
And that is true. That's only 1 out here in the bottom of the third. There's 2 home runs, a 2-run jack and a 3-run jack. That put the Black Bears up 9-1. Gallion swears around. The ball just skipped up to the plate. three or four times. That just got out of the hands of Ashley Sargent. So with the injury to Kim Cannon,
makes you wonder
they're
about
struggling
the
with the staff. Well, lining by Taylor Gallion, nice contact there. Mm-hmm. She lined it right past Walt Leatherwood.
That's a bullet.
So that makes the count one ball, one strike, one out here in the bottom of the third. Taylor Gallion, the batter. Ashley Sargent for North Tennyson, the new pitcher. Swung on and lifted to shallow left field. That may get in there, and that drops in for a bloop single in between the shortstop and the two outfielders. So it doesn't matter how hard you hit it, just hit them where they ain't. As Yogi Berra used to say. And
hit
so
them where they ain't.
So a bloop single by Taylor Gatz, a flare, and that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson, who is one for one with an RBI single and a walk. Squares around, lays off on the bunt, down to second base, and they're going to get Gallion, who was stealing. So she's caught stealing for the second out. Nice throw by Taylor Nicholson, who put a strike right there at the bag for Johnny Petrie. And they get Gallion by about two steps. So that's two outs. Swung on, and that is lifted in the most identical spot. That may fall in there.
Ooh.
Almost a collision, but Caleb Banks comes in to haul that in. Nice grab, and that's all for the Black Bears here in the third. They do score five and up their lead to 9-1. We'll be back after these messages.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that is not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, and he paid dearly for his mistake. Not figuratively, literally. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
In business, every day is a compromise between what you want and what your budget will allow. Face it, compromise stinks. But with Staples and HP, you don't have to compromise your printing with no-name cartridges. Switch to original HP and get up to $30 in Staples rewards. Just recycle up to three HP generic cartridges and buy HP ink or toner on the same day. That's $10 in rewards for each cartridge recycled. Switch to HP. The number one brand in printing is the number one value. Staples. That was easy. One time only. Offer ends 5/12/12.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. We've moved to the top of the fourth inning. The Black Bears lead the North Henderson Knights 9-1. I'm not mistaken, folks. Home runs all over the place as the Thumpers are producing them.
Chuck's bad at running out of gas, but he's not bad with his eyesight.
There you go. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 for the Knights. Taylor Nicholson, Megan Smith, and Cheyenne Matthews is the left-hand hitting. Nicholson takes a strike over the heart of the plate for an 0-1 count. Popped up to the catcher, her first time up.
No, there's something we'll never let live, Chuck.
I know.
Ooh.
High and in tight. As she came up looking over to Logan Matthews.
Mm.
Backed her up. She didn't like to be pitched. That came up, and that buzzed the tower. I love that kind of stuff. Back her up. She's hugging the plate.
Ooh.
Oh, outside.
Ooh.
Ball.
You hear the crowd oohing over that, and that looked just like it was right in there.
2-1 to Logan Matthews. Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Outside ball.
That one's a little bit more outside. That one's more of a ball. I'll take that one as a ball than that other one.
3-1.
There's the politician going at it.
Nicholson said, here comes Matthews' 3-1 offering. Ball inside loses her. So Matthews again is starting to struggle. getting the ball over the plate and getting ahead of the runners. And that's going to bring up Megan Smith with a runner on. You don't want to do this. Smith grounded out to the shortstop. Another left-hand hitting night. Ball again. Cannot find the strike zone. And this is a team, 10-1, 15-3. They've got people who can play.
Yeah.
Got to throw them strikes. Matthews, again, struggling from inside the circle. That's grounded up the middle, and that's going to be a single.
That time, Michael was too far over and couldn't get to it in time.
So, a walk and a single puts two runners on for the Knights, and that's going to bring up Cheyenne Matthews, who hit a home run for the last time
up.
Oh,
Cheyenne Matthews. You know, Mahala is a 4.25 honor roll student. Very smart kid. So she knows what she hit the last time, and she won't see that pitch.
Change up outside, ball one. A lot of balls in that pitch count right there. You're counting pitchers. High ball two.
The speed's getting up on her fastball, but she's not in control today. She's like she's over-pitching.
Knights are not going away.
No, they won't. They did
over
there.
Get free passes, make them earn it. Swung on, dribbled out in front of the plate, picked up by Irvin, called foul.
That's a good call. It did bounce off a plate. I heard it hit the plate here.
And yeah, but if it hits the plate and bounces out in front, doesn't hit her or the bat, it's a fair ball.
I don't know.
Prematurely calling a foul ball.
She said it hit the batter.
Oh, it hit the batter. Okay.
And she is coming out of the box.
Gotcha. I mean, it can hit foul in the back behind if nobody touches it and it goes out in front. It's still a fair ball. But the home plate umpire's got better eyes than I do. Swung on and chopped foul. Makes the count 2-2.
Yeah. And that gets her back in the count. Uh-oh. That ball's cut. Mahala's showing it to the ump.
Cheyenne Matthews, who hit a solo home run in the second innings, up with two runners on and nobody out. Knights trying to get back into this ball game. Swung and lined over through the legs of Caitlin Hannon. One run's going to score. And so that's what happens. That was an RBI single. That was a hot shot down to third base. So no out still, and that's going to bring up Ashley Sargent.
Caitlin Hannon was trying to move her foot and catch it at the same time because it was aimed right at her ankles. Just shake it off. It's no big deal right now, but we can't.
9-2. Runner still on first and second. Three consecutive batters have reached base. High fastball again. So Matthews falling behind all game long, falling behind the hitters. Strike one. That's what she's looking for right now. Pitches, ball inside, 2-0. Struggling right now inside the circle. Ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung on and popped foul and out of play.
I think I hit a car.
Two balls, one strike to Ashley Sargent. Now the new pitcher in the game. Matthews ready to go. Ball three. Ready to go. That's lined over to Presley. Packs her out. Throws the first. Not in time, so she gets the first runner. She tags
Presley.
The runner.
She really was deliberating with the ump on that, with the expressions and everything else, that she really thought she had that one.
So runners at first and third, as Sargent grounded over to Presley at second, she tags the oncoming runner and throws the first, but not in time. So that'll be one out with runners on first and third.
She tried hard to get that double play.
Here in the top of the fourth.
You can get out of this inning with that one run, it don't hurt anything. another lefty.
Somebody over 18, hey, hey.
We don't have this many lefties on our Madden staff.
Mm-mm.
That's three that I know they got.
This is not the Haley Pace that Pisk is familiar
with. No,
the one that played at Pisgah High School in that Western Carolina.
No, this one's much taller.
Hopefully she's not anywhere near the hitter. So Haley Pace is up pitch hitting with runners on first and third. And one out here. Ball won by Matthews again. The bugaboo by the Logan Matthews.
She's shaking Mahala off for some reason.
High fastball. That would have been ball two, but she swung at it around the bill. So that evens the count at one ball, one strike. Logan ready to go. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. 2-1. Here she goes. A 2-1 offering. High ball three. And Logan Matthews is struggling from inside the circle, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm. Just wonder how long Serena lets her go. It's being such a big game.
Here we go. 3-1. Swung on and missed. 3-2. So she threw a belt-high fastball.
I'm trying to see if we have any movement in the bullpen. It's hard to tell. There's so many people here.
Swung on and missed. Struck her out. That's a big strikeout. A high fastball. She swung at ball four.
That was a rise ball. It started out low and then it rose when it got to her. That's where she swung at it. It was where she thought it was going to be.
This would be big. Bad as this inning started to get out of this only with one run, giving up one run. It's Chelsea Cannon, the number 9 hitter. Swung out and grounded over to Presley. Could be it. Flips over to first, and that's it for the Knights here in the top of the fourth inning. They get only run, strand two runners. And so they, as we move to the bottom of the fourth, it's Pisgah 9, North Henderson 2.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by B. Allen Construction of Chandler Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, and by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor Award, the President's Award. So that was huge. Oh, and by the way, we got to announce this at least once or twice, the alumni game. The WPTL has no sports special coming. The Tuscola Pisgah alumni game on Saturday evening, May 5th at Pisgah Memorial Stadium. Airtime is 5:30, and for a 6 p.m. kickoff. Chat up to Chuck Biebernest and yours truly will be at the mic for the action of this alumni game between the two rivals. Over 100 players have signed up and are practicing for the first face-off, which next year will return at Tuscola. Plan to attend the game, but if you can't, listen here on WPTL and or on the web at WPTLradio.net.
Ron, I saw Jody Matthews just today at the baseball game.
They've been I go by every day and they're down there practicing.
He walked by me. I said, Coach, you all right? He goes, no. As he sat down, I said, is this from practice? He goes, yeah. I said, what? You can't answer with a complete sentence? He goes, no.
But you're too bad.
He got up to go do something inside the locker room over at the Charles Thomas Wells complex. And he was so, I thought, told you not to play.
But, you know, men will be boys when it comes to games.
That's going to be a big event right
at
Memorial Stadium on Saturday, May 5th. Kickoff is at 6, but they've got festivities starting at 3 o'clock.
Wow.
I mean, they got all kinds of things for
great
kids.
Great day to tailgate. Come on out and tailgate.
Huge crowd expected. Get there early. Get your seat for the Tuscola Pisgah alumni game. We're ready to go here in the bottom of the fourth. We're going to have a pitch hitter.
Better have plenty of ambulances there, too.
For Sheridan Presley will be Mason McCracken. We'll pitch hit for Sheridan Presley.
Well, Sheridan has been struggling, so, you know, Serena's going to do what she can, anything.
So Mason McCracken will come out and pitch hit for Sheridan Presley. Obviously, Presley's defense is needed. She'll re-enter in the game. McCracken takes a ball low, 1-0. So Mason McCracken, who pitched hit in the game against Tuscola and ripped an RBI single, swung out and lined over to third base, picked up by Megan Smith over to first to retire Mason McCracken for the first out. and Megan Smith over for North Tennyson's playing an outstanding third base for the Knights. I was going to bring up Mahala Irvin.
One of the Thumpers that has not hit a home run today.
Eight on the season. 24 for her career.
Mm-hmm. 24 and count down. Strike six to tie the record.
Ashley Sargent, the second pitcher being used here in the game for North Tennyson.
Ooh.
And it hits her. She won't get her home run here. She'll take her base. A changeup that just got away from Sargent.
You know that Mahala's saying, "Dadgummit, I wanted to hit one out of the park."
Bring up Micah James, who hit a two-run home run her last time up, a single in the first inning. She's 2-for-2 on the day. Swung on, and that is lifted to right field, down the line, giving chase, and that falls in. That'll be at least one. James checks. She's going to go to second. Irvin rounds third. They had to wait to see if the ball was caught, so it'll be a stand-up double, and that's a 3-for-3 day, and all she needs the next time up is a triple for the cycle.
And her, like I said, she's second on the team in batting average. Hers has rose lately. She's at 436, Micah is.
Caitlin Hanna, who has walked and hit a three-run home run, she's 1-for-1 on the day.
And leading the team, 487. She's pushing 500 easy.
Swung on, that is a rocket down the third base line, but foul.
Well, she's about to count Mahala.
I don't care. If I'm coaching third base, Walt Leatherwood, I'm putting catcher's gear on, I'm putting the pads on, I'm a mask, shin guards. This girl can hit some, and he moves to the fence.
He moves to the fence.
So here comes pitch to Hanna. Lays off a high pitch, ball one, 1-1. Runners at second and third, nobody, or one out here in the bottom of the fourth.
She could really make her day if she hit another one out.
Hanna, ready to go, swung on and out in front of a changeup. Dribbles that, foul. Makes the count 1-2, so Sargent's ahead of Hanna here in the count in the bottom of the fourth. Hanna has one of the best hands on the team. She can see the ball, let it get on her, and just
Ted Williams
just brings sweet hands and hits it on the sweet spot. And that's out in front. That's a dribbler. That may be in time. No, that's an infield single, and that's thrown away. So it'll be brings in Irvin. Here comes James, and staying at first is Hanna. She'll get a single, an infield single on that, and an error brings in a run. So she only get one RBI.
But you know what? They're so used to her hitting them out of the park that they were playing so deep. Then she just barely hit it, and they like to never got to it. When they did, she was running so hard that they could not throw her out at first.
11-2 now, and that's big because they answered the run by North Tennyson in the top of the fourth, and the next pitch is skipped over the plate for a ball.
Plus one.
And that's right, answered the run and plus one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 11-2 lead for Piska here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sergeant ready to go. Pitch swung on, and that is lifted down the left field line. Curving that cough right at the fence by Caleb Banks at the 200-foot sign. So a long fly out by Logan Matthews. That's going to bring up Michaela Tipton, who hit a three-run homer and walked. She's 1-for-1 in this game.
And her batting average, she's the fourth on the team, 394.
Michaela Tipton. And we'll up that maybe over the 400 mark as she's 1-for-1. Pitch low, 2-0.
They're very careful pitching the one that's already hit them out of the park today.
Ready to go is Ashley Sargent. Beautiful afternoon here at the Piska Softball Complex. Time is called.
That was a good move by her. She was sitting in that box too long.
Broke up her rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Heady play. Very smart young lady.
Ashley Sargent, here's her pitch. Swung on and line for a single. A hot shot in between the shortstop and the third baseman out to left field. And Tipton is 2-for-2. She's over 400 now.
Hell yeah, she's definitely over 400 now.
So runners at first and second.
You know, I talked to her daddy, and she had worked really hard with a batting coach this summer to improve that part of her game. And her daddy told me, he says, but she's been playing travel ball. She's seeing top pitchers. She's struggling with seeing some of these pitchers there that are not so good.
We got a pinch hitter here, and this is Casey, or Brittany Troll. First pitch to her is at the knees for a strike.
And she's 0-1. A senior, and she's got some good, she can hit it. So, can't take her for granted. She's another tall, lanky, Caitlin Hanna type hitter.
Sergeant's pitch swung out and fouled back by Troll. She's now in a hole in the count, 0-2. Just joined 11-2 Pisgah over the North Henderson Knights, who are leading the conference. But the Knights could not use their ace, Kim Cannon. And it's a field day for the hitters for Pisgah. Swung on, and that is down in the dirt. Throw over to first. And that gets away. That can bring the run in. It was right in front of Ashley Sargent. She dove for it, picked it up, and threw from her knees. So one run comes in. Over to third goes Michaela Tipton. And now the score is 12-2. And that will be an error on the first baseman. Or, excuse me, an error on the pitcher.
She just, too big of a hurry to throw it.
Taylor Gallion comes to the plate now. She's the number 9 hitter, 1-for-2 in the game with a single. She was caught stealing, swung on, and that's line foul over the third base dugout.
I figured out why we got so many new balls at Pisgah. When the, ever these girls knock them out, the parents keep them as souvenirs, and what we got, 26 so far for the year?
Yeah, you can buy a lot of balls with this team. That's right. Swung on, and that has popped down the right field line, and that curves out of play. So now it's an 0-2 count on Taylor Gallion. Runners at first and third, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth, and the Black Bears have a 12-2 lead over conference-leading North Henderson.
I got an idea. Since we're hitting me home runs, just leave a tip jar at the concession stand.
Routed over to second base. She comes up, throws over to first, and that's in time to get Gallion. That's all for the Black Bears. They get three runs, and they increase their lead to 12-2. We'll move to the top of the fifth when we come back after these messages.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Sure, Walmart can save you money. But do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with Plus 2 Weed Control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex, top of the fifth. We've got a bunch of changes we'll try and get to. Yes, first pitch by the new pitcher, Michaela Tipton. I already took that change away from you.
The pitcher is Michaela Tipton, but in the infield we got Brittany Troll playing third, Micah James still at short. We got Taylor Gallion moved to second.
Swung on and fouled back, 1-1.
And we got Mason McCracken at first. In the outfield, we got Sydney Parrish going from first to right field. Casey Brown in center. And we got Caitlin Hanna out in left, moving from the third base position.
Tipton's next pitch has popped up into the infield. Brittany Troll calls it, camps underneath that, hauls that in for out number 1 here in the top of the fifth.
So you go from a one pitcher that's got a big windup, a lot of changes, you go to another pitcher, really quick, short stride, and got some heat.
Pisgah scored 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 5 in the third, and 3 in the fourth. As a grounder gets deep in the hole, Micah James, big throw over there, not in time, so an infield single by Johnny Petrie. That's her second of the game. She hit that deep in the hole and diving for the ball with Brittany Troll, couldn't come up with it. But Micah James was right behind her, scooped it up and threw it all the way across the infield. But Petrie beat that by a step, so she's on with an infield single here in the top of the fifth, and that's going to bring up Kayla Banks. Swung on, and that's grounded over to James. Over to second. That gets away from Callion. And the runner's going to come around. No. Nice throw-in relay. And she flipped it over to Callion, who wasn't there in time, and just let it get by. So that's going to be an error on the second baseman, Taylor Callion.
Sometimes it's a problem when you change positions. When you used to play one, you run and play another. It takes you a while to get in that rhythm of playing that base.
That's going to bring up Taylor Nicholson. Don't know if I'd have made these changes this early.
Maybe pitcher.
Yeah, I'd have made the change with the pitcher. One ball. Pitch was low and outside. Defense is always the thing you want to play with. High for a ball, 2-0. Taylor Nicholson, the catcher's 0-for-1 with a walk and scored a run in the fourth inning. Swung on, and that is popped up to Brittany Troll, calls everybody off, calls that in for out number 2.
Yeah. I tell you, a good pitching by Michaela Tipton. She is really putting it in a location where it's just popping up.
That's going to bring up Megan Smith, who's 1-for-2 with a single. Left-handed hitter, swung on and fouled out of play, swinging at the first pitch.
They're a little behind on this pitcher, too, because
this girl right here, out here, Michaela Tipton, impresses me every time she pitches.
You know, you got your good closer now. You know, even if you don't use her, you can change her up like this right here, change the batters up. They're seeing something totally different.
Swung on, grounded over to second baseman Taylor Callion. It gets through her legs, and 2 runs go through, so that's a second error on Callion. So 2 runs will score. And so, still 2 outs, and the score is now 12-4. I know I wouldn't have made them changes defensively.
Maybe not taking Sheridan out. She's such a good defensive player. Struggling bat-wise right now, but...
You never take out your best defensive players against a team like this.
That's what I've always done.
Nice to get people in, but this team's going to come back. That fouled out. 0-2 now count to Cheyenne Matthews, who hit a home run and an RBI single. This is a dangerous designated hitter for Michaela Tipton. And the thing about Tipton that impresses me, she throws strikes.
Yeah, she gets ahead of the counter. She moves. She gets ahead of the hitter. She moves her location.
Change up. Popped up. Left field. Caitlin Hanna calls for it, and that's all. They get out of the inning, but they do score 2. And as we move to the bottom of the fifth, it's Pisgah 12, North Henderson 4.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Candler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodel. Folks, don't forget about your drawdown ticket. I just talked to Coach Preston, find out how many we had left, if they were getting down to that nitty-gritty. So if you want a drawdown ticket, you've got a chance to win $5,000. Better than the lottery, the North Carolina Education Lottery. You've got a 1 in 300 chance of winning $5,000, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you got to get your drawdown ticket. See a coach, call the school, whatever you have to do.
He talked about this yesterday, and that was the Pisgah fan base always rises to the occasion for this event. And this is the 13th annual original Pisgah drawdown. They have raised more than $420,000 in the previous dozen drawdowns. That's a lot of money.
And you go look at our facilities compared to other schools' facilities and see how they're having to struggle with money and stuff, their athletic departments, and you see a big difference. All you have to do is have a kid playing ball and go to these places and see. It is worthwhile. Don't forget about it. It goes for the kids. Get that ticket. Come enjoy a good steak dinner.
So for the Knights in the top of the fifth inning, they got two runs. Only on one hit, there were two errors out of Piskin. And they left a runner up. So we've moved to the bottom of the fifth inning.
If we can score two runs, game's over. That's all we have to do.
Casey Brown now. Ready to go. Big swing and a miss. That's why those two runs were big in that fourth inning. That's why you didn't want to make those changes. This game could end real quick. Let's get them out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's get them out. Let's
get take this win and take it. Get it when you can.
Don't let them.
Where's the round of bunt? Ashley Sargent, the pitcher, picks it up and throws it away for an error. So Brown reaches first on an error by Ashley Sargent, the pitcher. She scooped up the bunt but threw it low to first base.
That's two errors, critical errors she's made trying to get easy runs. I mean, all she needs to do is settle down. She's a very good player. I can see why Franklin scored 10 runs on her in one inning. I mean,
now it's going to be Mason McCracken again, who grounded out to the third baseman her first time off. She pitched it in the fourth inning for Sherrod Presley. Entered for her, moved over to first base.
She has a good bat, so she hit the ball. She made good contact.
Pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Thing is, she's in the table setter section. On deck is Mahala Irvin.
If she gets on and Mahala can jack one out here, it's okay. Over. Ball game.
Next pitch, swung on, and that's lined to right field for over the second baseman's head. So two runners are on here to begin the top of the fifth inning, or bottom of the fifth inning, and that's going to bring up Irvin.
Mahala's probably going, please, God, don't let him hit me. I want to try to get one out of here. I'm the only one that hasn't hit one. Come on. Just give me one across the plate one time.
Two runs would activate the 10-run mercy rule here in the fifth. Pitch is high for a ball. She lays off of it. She's jumping out after. She's looking for the first pitch coming across the heart of the plate. She's going to go Jack City swing. Here we go. Sergeant's pitch. High for a ball, 2-0. Very patient.
That was the luck of this guest. She's wanting it down. Come on.
Two balls, no strikes here in the bottom of the fifth. Piskin 12, North Henderson 4. Sergeant ready to go. Here's a pitch. It's in the dirt, 3-0. So very disciplined hitter, Mahala Irvin, willing to keep the inning extended and not make a bad swing. She's not going to take herself out. Going to have to pitch it over to plate in the strike zone. She'll take a swing at it. Line shot left field. That was hit so hard that Casey Brown will have to stop at third base. She hit a rocket to left field. That's going to bring up Micah James, who's needs a triple, but you can't get it because two runs scored. Ball game's over with, so it's the best he can get is a double. I'm always looking for somebody to get the cycle. She has a home run, a double, and a single in this game, 3-for-3. First pitch is skipped over the plate for a ball.
Bad situation for Ashley Sargent. Bases loaded, no outs.
Mm. And the thump is up. Pitch is low for a ball, 2-0. God, she doesn't have any place to put her. She can't put her anywhere. Bases are full, as Rhonda said. Full of black bears everywhere.
As they call it in the softball circuit, ducks on the pond.
Next pitch by Sargent swung on and missed. Big swing. She took a little off and had Irvin out in front of it.
James. We've been wanting Irvin to get one out there.
Yeah, I've been talking about Irvin getting the one, Jack City. Ready to go. Ball high, 3-1. Now, Irvin can get a home run, and it will count in all four RBIs if she hits one out here. But the best she can get is a double. Big swing and a miss. She had thoughts of it. She went and just had a swing. She was going towards Memorial Stadium on that pitch.
Sugar plums dancing in her head. Ooh. On that swing.
3-2. She was locked and loaded for the pitch. Got it. Oh. Just tipped it and chopped it foul. So now it's 3-2 with nobody out. Sergeant's got to come in there. Here we go. Here's the pitch. Ball four. She walked her, so that's an RBI for James. And that makes the score 13-2, so one more run scores, and it'll activate the 10-run mercy rule.
Now, this girl's hit a grand slam before this year.
And the one she hit, it's still going.
It was dead center, so I would, if what a way to finish out your senior career in the Grand Slam.
2 for 2 with 4 ribbies. Swung on line. That shot back up against the screen. I thought that was line, but she just got a piece of it. I just saw the big swing.
And Coach Leatherwood is against the fence.
So Hannah, working from the front of the batter's box, here in the bottom of the fifth, bases full of Black Bears. They're all standing on those white pillows out there. Sergeant's pitch is low in the dirt. That gets away, but bouncing on it is Nicholson.
Didn't bounce far enough away from the plate for Mason to try it.
Mason McCracken represents the 10-run mercy rule run. 13-4, bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted high into the shallow part of the outfield. That falls, and that's going to be the game. As they force the runner out, but the 10-run mercy rule scores, and that's the ball game. So that will be a fielder's choice. So that is the ball game. So that is the finals. Mason McCracken came in on that. That is not a single. That is a fielder's choice because those shortstop, when it fell to the ground, picked it up and threw the third to get the force out at third. But that was only
one out
in this inning. So that is it. And so that's all. We'll be back after this, after our, a few messages for our post-game show. We got a final here in 5 innings. Pisgah 14, North Henderson 4.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. We have a final here as Rhonda's rounding up some of the stars of the games, and they'll be seniors. But, folks, it was a final 14-4 for the Pisgah Black Bears over the North Henderson Knights. And the winning pitcher of the game will be Logan Matthews. The losing pitcher will be North Henderson's Brianna Floyd. That will improve the record to 12-4 overall for Pisgah and 8-4 in the conference.
There's no way this game is going to be called for tartness today. And I'm telling you right now, the Bears wanted to prove something on that game as being called for darkness. I'm telling you that right now. And I think they proved it today with 5 innings and a mercy ruling.
Well, Pisgah scored in every single inning of this abbreviated game of 5 innings. They scored 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 5 in the third, and 3 in the fourth, and 2 in the fifth, and that enforced the 10-run mercy rule. Big hitters so far in this ball game, obviously, was the, you know, you had, we talked about the table setters getting on base, and we got some of that. Hannah Hudson got on base. Once it had a, or twice it had an RBI single. You had, Irvin, who was 2-for-3 in the game and was hit by a pitch, had 2 singles and scored 2 runs. Micah James was 3-for-3 in this ball game with a walk, a 2-run home run, a double, and a single and scored 3 runs. Caitlin Hannah had, a 3-run home run, an RBI single, and a fielder's choice RBI. She had 5 RBIs on the day, and we're going to go to our post-game interview with Rhonda Bird. She'll have Micah James, one of the stars of this 14-4 romp over the North Henderson Knights.
One of the stars. Micah, we know that at the game in North, this was one you really wanted bad because the way the game ended over there, the delay with the rain and everything, and you really want to dispatch. How does it feel to have it a mercy game and you really just come out and just bam?
It feels great, and just like Serena said, she said it perfectly, sometimes karma will get you, because I felt like over there we got cheated in so many ways, so we knew, and when they came over here, we were going to be playing our best game, and we were going to go all out and leave nothing, and that's what we did.
Do you think now that you girls know that this is getting close to that time of year when you start playing for that elusive playoff game again? Do you feel like the team is more focused right now, and do you feel like you're a big part of the leadership in that?
I feel like we have definitely gotten stronger. I think after spring break, we had time to think about what we really needed, and we kind of got more focused. So I think we're going to be ready, and we can totally do it again. And I'm going to pick up my leadership. That's something, one of my big goals is to be the main leader, one of the main leaders on this team.
Chuck, do you have anything? You went 3-3 today. Your batting average, you're second on the team. So you're picking up your batting average really great right now. Your bat is coming alive.
Yes.
Did you ever feel a point that you were struggling at the bat?
I did feel like that there for a little period of time, and I just thought to myself, you know, I need to work extra hard, and so that's what I've been doing at practice, is working harder.
Last game on this field, senior. Give me a little thought.
It's a great game to go out my senior year, that's for sure. It was great beating them. So I'm going to miss this field, and I'm going to remember every memory I ever have on this field.
Great job.
Thank you.
And now we'll bring in another star of the game with 5 RBIs and a 2-for-3 day, a 3-run jack and a single, is Caitlin Hanna.
Caitlin Hanna, great day today. I had said in a pregame that you have been the most consistent hitter in the game. Even when we've lost, you have really been consistent at the plate. Do you feel like today your senior leadership being consistent really helped this team beat this team? Because I think you hitting it out of the ballpark last time, and they called that game for darkness, was the reason why they called it for darkness. Does this feel like redemption for you?
It does feel like redemption, but I think that we all have a huge part in it. It's not just the senior leadership.
And today you were 5 RBIs and a home run. You really produced at the plate today. How does it feel as a senior? Give me a thought about that, Ed.
It feels really good because you're going out on a good note.
You're excited about the future?
Yes, I am.
As a team, I just asked this to Micah, getting down to the home stretch now. We're getting to the point of the playoffs. You know this is the big time. Does the team feel more focused now? Do you feel like that you're going to be a big leadership at that park?
Absolutely. We're definitely more focused because we have a bigger target on our back this year than we did last year.
Great job.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And now we'll have the winning manager, Serena Goodwin, as her team just put a whooping on the North Henderson Knights 14-4.
Coach, impressive game. I mean, your girls, we had talked about the table setters need to get on base for your thumpers to give us some runs, and exactly what they did today. I had told Chuck, I said, Serena said, I don't care if you have to stab them, get on base. I mean, it doesn't matter. Great effort by your girls on senior day.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of motivation. We did not want to come back out here and have anything close to happening what happened over there, so we want to take advantage of things early on and make sure we were getting on base. And, you know, they're struggling a little bit with their pitching right now, and we took advantage of that and capitalized on it, I think, today.
We had good play defensively. The bats was coming alive, exactly what you expect on a down home stretch.
Right. It's nice to have 13 players contribute to a game like this and to walk away feeling successful and confident in what you've got to accomplish later on.
Well, Coach, great job. Like we say, we got 2 more games. We're on the road, but then we have the conference tournament. So how do you feel about the last 2 games being on the road and finishing out the conference?
I mean, we're fine with that. We don't mind traveling. We haven't traveled a lot. It seems like we've been here an awful lot this year. So we will be home on Friday if things go our way for the first round of the conference tournament.
Let's speak about the conference tournament. If we win out, how do they do that if we're tied with those? Is it go by your overall record, or since we've lost to them, they've lost to us? How would that work?
It would go by the overall record. It would be. And right, it depends on how they do next week. It could turn into a dogfight at the end. It's just really unpredictable at this point.
Because they have some key injuries to their pitching staff.
Right.
Okay, Coach. Well, you heard it from the coach. We're just going to have to stay tuned, watch the scoreboards, and do all that, and rub a rabbit's foot and everything for the next couple weeks where we find out where we're going to be.
Well, it's a final here from the Pisgah Softball Complex. As we send you off from this ball game, from WPTL 920, a final. Pisgah 14, North Henderson 4. We'll see you next week, folks.